The latest from podnews.net.
It's the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Guess what? I got a podcast and you don't.
Podtrac have published their stats for February 2019. February included that, the much-hyped Ron Burgundy Podcast, which released its trail on February the 1st and launched on February the 8th. Yet iHeartRadio's figures were virtually flat at 5.2 million downloads a day. iHeart remains the global leader for downloads, while NPR remains the US number one based on unique audience. And as ever, we need to remind you that Podtrac only measures some US-based publishers, and their methodology is both proprietary and opaque. What's the secret to successful podcast advertising? US radio network Westwood One says that communication is best, quote, when it's transparent, real, direct, and tells a story. Apply that to a podcast ad, the company says, and the audience will appreciate it. Listen calls itself the only podcast app built with multitasking and beauty in mind. The first version features unique gesture-based navigation for on-the-go listening, including a queuing system, and it's available for iOS. Meanwhile, the iOS app for Stitcher has also had an update. The Guardian's podcasts are the subject of coverage in DigiDay, including an estimate of the total size of the UK podcasting ad market from veteran ad buyer Howard Barham. The figure? £25 million. That's $33 million US dollars. The Guardian's daily podcast has 8 people working on it, according to the article. Meanwhile, in The Guardian itself, they cover Have Podcasts Sold Out? A critical look at the launch of Luminary and similar services. The excellent article interviews many excellent people who all say excellent things, especially the second person to get a quote. That's me. Edison Research's Tom Webster writes about the significant new podcasting stat hiding in plain sight. It's a figure that's flat, and you'll find a link to that in our show notes and in our newsletter. Based on recent conversations, says Nick Kwa in this week's Hot Pod, Luminary has attracted a level of bile I've never encountered before. Meanwhile, Pandora's executive creative director Lauren Nagel says that every brand needs to consider sound in a speech at South by Southwest. The IAB have published a list of direct brands to watch. Magellan have examined the list and concluded that 4 out of 10 of them have tried podcasting. The podcast ad research company says that personal care products are most likely to have added podcasting to their marketing mix. Companies like our new favorite electric toothbrush company, Quip, who joined us today as our newest supporter. They offer perfect oral care delivered. They're available internationally as well, and they're at getquip.com. Podcaster communities are all over the place, and they choose a bunch of different tools. Spreaker looks at 11 of them and how they make their communities a success. We should have covered this story last week, but for the record, Maryland's highest court has denied a new trial for Adnan Syed, the subject of Serial, in a 4-3 opinion. And here's a job for you. Podcast audience producer for The Economist newspaper in London in the UK. There's plenty more, including Twitter's first podcast, series 2 of a podcast about religion, a new true crime podcast with a retired cold case investigator, and a new 30-part podcast from the BBC, 30 Animals That Made Us Smarter. You'll find that and more in our show notes and in our newsletter. But for now, that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.